Hello and welcome back. This is video number two, and we're going to talk about the things that you should avoid doing in terms of running your Twitter account. Now, some of these are very obvious and some of them are not. So let's just go through some of the basic ones. So obviously, you should not self-promote too much, especially in the beginning. What you're trying to do is you're trying to gain trust, you're trying to gain a following. So the less that you sell and the more that you give, the better of a following and the quality of the following you will actually get. In fact, contrary to belief, if you begin to do a lot of self-promotion or, you know, giveaways right off the bat before you grow good content, provide good content and all that, you'll get a lot of freebie seekers. Now, we will talk about giveaways in the sense of attracting people that are of your niche and that are of high quality, because there's a certain way of running giveaways and there's a certain way of not running giveaways. Because a lot of people, the way they run giveaways, they actually will attract freebie seekers. And that's not what you want, because if they buy your product, they will end up demanding a lot more from you later down the road. So obviously, that's a big self-explanatory thing. Just don't promote yourself way too much, especially in the beginning. Another one is not responding to tweets. Whenever somebody tweets you or, you know, they even comment on your tweet, it's a good way and a good thing to respond back to them. Because otherwise, if you're not responding, you're not showing that you're engaging. To them, it shows that you're not interested in them. That's one thing that I've noticed whenever I was utilizing Twitter, was that the people that were highly engaged with those that were following with them, or even that were responding to their tweets and they were responding back, a lot of them were actually really nice people. So really helpful people. And then you have people that are like, they don't even respond to any of their tweets. Now, obviously they can't respond to every single tweet, but if they're not really engaging, they are showing a little bit of authority, but it's more of like, it's kind of giving off that vibe of, you know, I don't need to talk to you, I'm better than you kind of thing. So you don't want to present yourself in that light as well, if that makes sense. So another thing I have noticed is too much negativity. Nobody wants to follow somebody who is just too negative. Yes, there is a time to, you know, call out people, but for the most part, even if you are in the right, a lot of times that can be a negative thing. So especially in the beginning, you want to be positive, you want to stay positive, you want to give really good content and all of that. So another thing is spelling errors. Now, obviously with Twitter, because it's a fast-paced environment, sometimes you will make spelling mistakes. But for the most part, you should try to avoid them. And that's mainly because at the end of the day, people unfortunately do care about spelling. I don't know what it is, but with running in many different social media channels, we've found that over the years that people do care. When they see a lot of spelling mistakes, they view that as, you know, not a big brand or not a brand, but maybe a smaller person. Now, another thing that I want to say is on Twitter, if you do a search real quick on Twitter, you'll notice that some people do not shorten their links. So you got to realize when you're dealing with Twitter. So if we do a search on a certain thing, so let's just do a search on trending right here. And we'll notice that a lot of the tweets are very short. It's because there's a max certain amount of characters. So because of that, when you are inserting links, you want to make sure that you're utilizing a URL shortening service. So there are many out there. There's one called Bitly. So Bitly, like so, bitly.com. So bitly.com. And you can go here, you can get started for free. For the most part, they're free. They do have some paid services, but you don't really need that. All you need is a service that will allow you to shorten your links and that will allow you to track them. So tracking is another important thing when it comes to Twitter, especially when you're running a business. If you just create a link for the sake of shortening a link and there's no tracking involved, you're not going to know if that Twitter tweet is actually getting traction or not. You might get a tweet that only gets a few comments, but it's got a lot of clicks. And that's something that I noticed as well, is not everybody will actually interact with you. All right, so Bitly is one that is really good. So do not, in other words, do not use the natural URL, the URL that you're going, you know, that's linking to your website. You want to shorten it first and then post it to Twitter. So another thing that I would definitely say to avoid is hashtag abuse. In other words, you don't want to spam people with hashtags. Hashtags are a great way to get listed in a list of relevant hashtags. So if, say, for example, you click on hashtags or you do a hashtag and you do something like, let's see, food or pizza. Let's get specific. So let's say pizza. So when somebody does a hashtag pizza, or they're looking for pizza. So that's fine and dandy. And you scroll down here. So all we see is pizza. Now, what I found is some people just put a bunch of hashtags, random hashtags, for the sake of getting attention. And you want to avoid that. You want to make sure that the hashtags are relevant, or the hashtags relate to whatever you're trying to sell or what you're trying to provide in terms of content. Now, we'll talk later about utilizing certain hashtags to attract a specific audience, which is a little cool trick that we'll show you in those videos in terms of doing research and all that. Okay, so those are just a couple of things that you should never do. Now, you should definitely update your profile, upload images, upload your logo, and all that good stuff. But I don't want to go into too much depth. There's probably a list of hundreds of things that you should avoid doing, but those are definitely the big ones. All right. So with that said, let's move on to the next video.